Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The man who says he can read his wife like a book only shows how illiterate he really is. I don't know whom to credit with this bit of wit and wisdom, but yet there's truth in it. Both men and women struggle with an abysmal ignorance of each other's psychological makeup. Subsequently, they live with myths that seem to be passed from generation to generation. Like what? Like the following. Myth number one, if he really loved me, he'd know what I want. This is not exclusively a woman's myth. Both husbands and wives find difficulty in expressing what is really on their hearts. And no matter how much love there may be in a relationship, there must be communication to express the feelings of a heart and life. Myth number two, the quality of the time we spend together as a family is more important than the quantity of time we are together. Put this one to rest once and for all. There is no way you can substitute being together, feeling what the other feels, experiencing all the flavors and variations of life and love, unless you are together. Having an hour or two with your son on the weekend is no substitute for just being there, putting him to bed, reading to him, playing with him. Your physical presence is an expression of love that cannot be substituted with a brief appearance labeled quality time. A survey of 3,000 couples who consider their marriages to be strong and close say they spend a great deal of time together. As one woman with 30 years of marriage behind her put it, heartfelt conversations simply cannot be squeezed into little snatches of time. Myth number three, having a baby will bring us together. Wrong again. The fact is that having a baby produces stress in your marriage. While it enriches a good marriage, feeding schedules, crying babies, interruptions in your schedule, they don't automatically draw you closer together. Example, who's responsible to get the bottle for the baby when both of you are tired and it's 3 a.m. on Sunday morning? Split decision on that one. Myth number four, times of crisis make a marriage stronger. While that can well be true, it generally works the other way. A crisis in life, whether it is personal, financial, or a family crisis involving parents or relatives, will do one of two things. It will either draw you closer to each other or drive a wedge between you and push you farther apart. Your relationship with the Lord and your ability to see the hand of God in what happens has a lot to do with either letting difficulty bring you closer to the Lord or come between you as you play the blame game, accusing the other of being the reason for the trouble. Myth number five, my personal happiness is the most important thing in my life. I label this as a myth based upon the fact that happiness is dependent on far more than circumstances, and clearly, changing partners and circumstances doesn't bring happiness when you take your misery with you. The fact is that misery begets misery, and almost always changing partners or circumstances only transfers the difficulty. Presently, more than half of all marriages end in failure. Of that number, 75% will try again, and 60% of them will again give up on the relationship. The solution is not running from problems, but solving those problems with God's help and patient persistence.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.